Hey guys, welcome to the first ever episode, but bitch, we already made that. Oh my god, great. So yeah, welcome to the second episode if you're new, and if you've been here, welcome back. So this episode, I don't really know what this episode is about actually, but to start off this episode, I just want to address some things that has been really fucking me up lately and annoying the shit out of me. So basically, I talk about this incident, this drama that has been going around that affected me lately. For now, I don't really want to talk about it because it really bothers me and I get so annoyed even thinking about it. I mean, like, I'm kind of like over it, but like, still, like, I don't think it's time yet where I can just talk about it like calmly and without like swearing and just shitting on everyone included in it. But I just want to make it clear that there's a fucking difference between spreading a rumor or making false accusations. It's different from sending someone that was told to me what was sent to me. It doesn't make it a lie. It doesn't make it a rumor. I'm sending something that was sent to me, and it's evidence, and it's up to you. I leave it all to you if you think it's true or not. But I want you guys to think before you talk, okay? So fuck you, whoever really ruined me lately. So fuck you, yeah. And also, I also want to talk about, like, so actually, I'm already done. I'm kind of over this person that I'm having a little feud with, I guess. We've genuinely talked to each other, and it was genuine. It was nothing fake. We don't talk, but it doesn't matter. The thing is, we already opened up to each other and we were being sincere. But bitch, there was this other person who decided to be affected by this. And I just, like, first of all, I'm not mad about this. I'm just kind of bothered and I really want to talk about it. And I think it's better for me to talk about here than talk about this to the person that is affected by this. Because, like, I don't think he, she, it would listen. Okay. Anyways, back to it. This person felt like she, he, it is affected. Well, she, he, it didn't see my side of the story. She, he, it didn't even care to ask my side of the story. Like, she, he, it assumes she knows the story, but she, he, it only knows the story that she, he, it was told. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I wish this person would come to her senses and see both sides of the story. Like, I just really hope that person really see both sides of the story before making an evaluation on how she feels, you know? I'm sorry that I'm being vague because I don't want to put names out there, and I just want to make that clear before I dive into this episode. But anyway, so this episode, yeah, that rumor, that shit, I'm over it, bitch. Like, this is 2020, I need a new vision. Oh, let's talk about Corona. Yeah, that really ruined 2020 so far. It has been dark lately. I live in Jakarta, guys, and Jakarta is Indonesia, by the way, for y'all's foreigners. I bet none of you are foreigners, and everyone of you are just, like, my Instagram followers, or like probably you're just my mom. But anyways, love you, mom. But talking about Corona, girl, it has been crazy lately in here, because like, we been knew that there was Corona, okay, in here. But like, obviously, because like the majority of Indonesians are like Chinese, and like some of the Chinese went back to Wuhan, which is located in China. Even I know someone who went to China, but like, he claimed that he's not infected. Okay, I trust him. But anyways, it has been so crazy lately. Like, these masks, I could not find one. I know it's kind of late for me to jump on the masks wagon, but wait, hold on. Let me slurp on my coffee. Wait, some ASMR. Oh, do you hear that ice? Oop. spilled. Oh. That was awesome. Anyways, I'm one of those people who didn't wear a mask to school, and I know that's so dangerous. But turns out, wait, let me get to that point later. But like, masks, these are so expensive now. What the fuck? People be making profit. They be getting their coins out of these freaking masks. And what? Crazy. My friends are like, Simon, you should make a mask, like your own mask with your own design on Basic Bitch. And I was like, bitch, that's such a good business idea. I could have made millions, honestly. But like, you know what? I don't think making a profit out of something very tragic and like something that is really like affected someone emotionally, I don't think that's a good idea for me personally. I don't think so. And anyways, I also heard, the point I was going to go to was that there was this research that says that if you're an average healthy person, you don't need to use the masks because the mask actually higher the chances of you getting corona because your mask is always attached to your face. And if like, if someone with corona has like a physical contact with your mask, I guess, yeah, and that mask is attached to your face, you know where this is going, right? But yeah, I guess I feel glad now that I'm not forced to buy those expensive masks. Even though, by the way, guys, I just want everyone to be careful. I want everyone to stay safe. I think the best way to prevent this right now, based on what I know, is just really just stay clean and keep in order, keep look out on physical contact, all those stuff. Use hand sanitizer. I had my fair share of hand sanitizer and I bought some wet tissues. And yeah, just be clean, you guys. And just simply out, like, even though there's no corona, I just want everyone to be clean because ew, okay? Ew. We don't want nasty hoes up in this bitch. But anyways, other than corona, I also want to talk, what do I want to talk about? Let's talk about some movies I've been watching lately. So last month I watched Birds of Prey. Bitch, what a cool movie. So good, honestly. Obviously, in my opinion, it's better than Suicide Squad. I think it's up there with the DC movies. Wonder Woman is still my favorite. I don't think anything can top that. My top three right now for DC movies are Wonder Woman, and I think Birds of Prey can come in second, and then Aquaman, which is nuts. I know, crazy, but yeah, Birds of Prey was really good. I think it's the Harley Quinn movie I wanted, and I think they should have really changed the title to Harley Quinn and the Fantabulous Emancipation of the Birds of Prey, because it's really the Harley Quinn show. That was really good, and bitch, it's not getting a lot of attention. It's so underrated, like nobody's watching it, you know, and they say it's like the lowest DC grossing movie ever. I'm just like, bitch, it's supposed to be up there with Wonder Woman and stuff. Like, it's better than Batman versus Superman and like the other ones. I don't really like the other ones, okay? Basically, that's it. But yeah, I think it's really underrated. Please go watch Birds of Prey if you haven't. And the soundtrack is so good. Are you kidding me? That soundtrack is amazing. Like, it's even like, I listened to it. I mean, the Suicide Squad soundtrack was good, but like, I listened to Birds of Prey more because their songs are just like really, like, it's so good to play in the gym. It's so good. Another movie that I watched was All the Right Places I started the movie in school and finished it in school. I know, crazy. That was a pretty depressing movie. I really just like the first half. I don't want to spoil anyone, but like, I think the first half is better than the last half. Honestly, the last half, it went to the direction that I didn't really like, and it wasn't really what I hoped. But the first half was worth the watch. Other than that, I don't really like the last half. And also another show. Oh, another. We're done with movies, by the way. I didn't say that. But a show I watched was I Am Not Okay With This. I don't know. It wasn't as good as The End of the Fucking World. I mean, it is good and entertaining. And it's good for, especially it's like so short. Like, you could finish it in one sitting. It's good if you're like, if you have nothing to watch, but like other than that, it's not really a must see in my opinion. And especially that cliffhanger is, you know, you don't ask for a second season. You're granted for a second season if your show is good. I just want to say that to all the producers if they're even listening. But yeah, some parts of the show was pretty cool, but other than that, it's too similar to The End of the Fucking World. I know it's based on a comic, and the author of the comic is the same as the author of The End of the Fucking World, the comic. But like, I feel like they should have distinguished themselves a bit, because literally it is The End of the Fucking World, but like Walmart version of The End of the Fucking World. Like, the End of the Fucking World is literally the OG, like, just saying. But yeah, I think those are the things that I watched so far. Also, I wanted to say that I've been mourning the loss of my chapstick. So sad. I know that it's probably in my car, and I left it before I went to church on Sunday. Yeah, guys, I go to church. I'm a Christian, okay? But, like, I can't say if I'm the most holiest person, but I go to church. Just saying, FYI, BTW. But yeah, I don't know where my chapstick went, and my lips has been so dry. Because, like, I just realized I have one chapstick, like, at the meantime. Like, usually I have backups. Like, I used to, like, no joke, to school, I would bring 5 chapsticks inside my pencil case. Like, I would have Carmex, obviously, the main character. The protagonist, and then Kiehl's, the supporting actor, character, whatever, and then the extras are Nevea, Baby Lips, and there was this other one, I forgot what it's called, but it was like chocolate cherry, like the flavor, not the flavor, like, yeah, the flavor was chocolate cherry, but I forgot the name of the brand, but it's somewhere around that, and it literally tastes like chocolate cherry, and it was kind of like, like, at first, it's, like, cool. Like, when I put it on, I'm like, what a quick snack drink last. The sweet thing that I'm sucking on from my lip. But, like, time after time, it gets so, like, ugh. It just feels disgusting. And I never want to buy it again. I mean, as a chapstick, it does its job. But, like, I don't like it when chapstick have flavor. I'm sorry to say. Which is why Carmex is a little bae. Baby, baby. Also, guys, if you listened to the first episode, I've got some crazy news. And that is, drumrolls, please. I want to pick. Wow, crazy. It was like, bitch, it was like, when I went to pick, I'm just like, whoa. I'm just like, oh. It's like, I literally, like, I didn't go there for such a long time that I literally forgot, like, where I was even going at the, like, because, like, my friend, it was, like, for my friend's birthday, and I don't really know where it is, and I was, like, kind of lost, but, like, thank God there was my friend who often goes to pick, and sometimes I have a problem with that, but you know what, let's just accept it at the meantime. And yeah, we actually went there, and my friend's birthday party was pretty fun, and the thing is, afterwards they wanted to go to Loteria, and me and my friend, we don't really like pick, and we're not team Loteria, and we literally went to Cold Moo, like, no joke, we went from North Jakarta all the way to South Jakarta just for ice cream. Well, like, there's like an alternative, I guess, which was Loteria, but we were like, nah, Cold Moo. Cold Moo, Cold Moo, Cold Moo. And Cold Moo was amazing, as usual. And I finally tried the Berry-O. The Berry-O wasn't my favorite. But thank God there was still the surprise in the specials menu, because the special menus change every time. But yeah, the surprise is still my favorite so far. That shit bomb. That shit is fire. That shit is so good. But my friend who went there with me likes Berry-O, and she was a first-timer there. And she likes Berry-O better than Surprise, but, so, yeah, like, just so you know, everyone has different opinions, okay? But I highly recommend both of them, I guess. But I still like the Surprise better compared to the Berry-O. Also, guys, I made like a bunch of covers, and I really don't want any of you to listen to it, but it's on SoundCloud, and if you listen to it, extra points to you, but it's pretty embarrassing. But like, I don't know if it's good or not. Like, I've been like debating, because like, I just posted it on my close friends list, and none of my close friends list like respond to it. So I'm like, is it bad, or they just don't know like it's from me? Because like, I wrote it not under my name, I wrote it under like a different username, and I don't think they had the idea that it's like mine, or it's just bad and they're just like, eh, maybe not respond to it or be fake. So yeah, if you've listened to it, please let me know, like, truthfully, so I don't make decisions that I probably would regret, okay? Thank you. Please, just letting you know. No, but don't look out for it. I just wanted to tell you, if you listen to it, give me some feedback. And also, guys, thank you for the good feedback that I got from the first episode. That was really, fun. Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for listening too. And also, I've checked the rating in the podcast app, and it's 4.0. And I'm just like kind of upset about it, because like, bitch, who the fuck rated lower than 5? Like, honestly, like, you're so fucking mean. Also, guys, I'm like currently editing like a YouTube video that I made like literally 2 months ago, and I'm like debating if I still want to upload it or not, because it's kind of like, you know, it features me making a TikTok, and I don't know if you guys want to watch that. So yeah, let me know if you want that. And also, I can't believe this is the only thing I want to say right now, because I actually have a lot to say, but like, I don't know if I want to put it out now. That's interesting. Oh, let's just talk about chapsticks now. So my favorite chapstick, have I mentioned it? Yeah, Carmex is my favorite. Let's review each chapstick that I have, okay? So Carmex, you know, there's nothing else I can say about it other than it's amazing. But I realize it's not for everyone, because my friend who lives in the U.S., she used Carmex and she didn't like it because of the taste. And I'm like, bitch, you're not supposed to taste it. It's not edible. It's supposed to be, I mean, like, obviously it's somewhat edible, because obviously these scientists know that we kind of consumed it because like it's in our lips, but like, it's not for you to eat, bitch. Like, it's not for you to taste. Kind of ironic because I tasted the cherry chocolate, but anyway, like, you're not supposed to taste it, you know. The Carmex is supposed to be, it's supposed to be on your lips, and that's it. But yeah, Carmex is still my favorite, in my opinion. Other than that, Kiehl's is good, but I think it's too liquid-ish. Like, it's too watery sometimes, and, like, it doesn't really, like, keep your lips moist. It doesn't keep your lips, like, it doesn't last long, okay? It's kind of, like, to be honest, Kiehl's is like kind of like a layer of water, you know, like, you know when you lick your lips because it's dry? Kiehl's is like that, but like stays a bit longer than your saliva, I guess. But yeah, the only problem is also Kiehl's is so, like, Kiehl's lip balm is overpriced, bro. Like, I know in the US it's $9, but I think $9 is pretty expensive. For Carmex, you can get like 2 for $4, if I'm not mistaken, or 3. I think it's 3 or 2. Like, the sticks, like, they're only $4, like, for 3. Crazy. But for Kiehl's, like, that one tube, like, bottle, it's, like, $9. And in Jakarta, it's even worse. It's like 200,000, you guys. Like, lip balm for 200,000? Are you kidding me? You're kind of scamming me. But do you know what's so crazy? In my birthday, my cousin gave me the Kiehl's chapstick, and I never felt much more happy. Like, someone understood a useful birthday gift. No joke, the best gift I've ever gotten that year. No, obviously, oh my god, everyone's gifts were amazing, but like, my younger cousin's so considerate. Like, what the fuck? Like, whoa, that was nuts. But I loved it. Also, another brand that is quite popular to people is Nivea. Now, Nivea, not my favorite, honestly. It definitely keeps your lips moist, but the smell, bro, the vanilla-ish smell is so overpowering, and it sometimes gives me migraines, bro. Like, I just can't stand it. Like, it's the fragrance is kind of strong, but sometimes I apply it on my lips if I have nothing else. It definitely keeps your lips moist, but like, bitch, that smell, I cannot, like, at first I enjoy it, but like, time after time, it's just like, ugh, I just can't stand it anymore. Guys, you know what? Let's talk about dating. This is so fucking random, and it's so fucking ironic, because I never dated anyone my whole life. I mean, like, not seriously. Okay, let's just talk about who I've dated, okay? No, I won't mention names, but I'll mention my experience. So my first girlfriend, I would say, was in grade 5, and we dated for 2 weeks. We broke up over BBM. If you don't know what BBM is, it's BlackBerry Messenger, and it was pretty iconic. I had an Onyx. I don't know what you guys. I got, like, first, before the Onyx, I got a Torch, but then I upgraded to an Onyx 2, and I even upgraded the camera. Like, it wasn't, like, the camera that you got in the box. Like, I enhanced it from, like, there's this person, like, a tech person, and she changes out the camera, so, like, the quality is better. But anyways, yeah, we only dated for 2 weeks. I even kissed this girl. She was my first kiss. Kind of fun, I guess, but it wasn't like a full on, like, I wouldn't really count it as a first kiss, because it wasn't like a full on French making, like, bite, like, licking and, like, sucking. Ew, I don't like how I just said that, but, like, it wasn't that type, okay? But honestly, dating in primary was so fun, because, like, we didn't like, how it works in primary, I don't know about you guys, is that if one person likes someone, we just assume it's mutual, and we assume that the other person liked that person back, while in reality, that person barely knows anything about the one that, like, the person that has a crush on the person, like, you get it? Like, it's kind of funny though, because, like, bitch, during primary, a lot of my friends were dating, and you have no idea how short they lasted. Like, it's crazy. And after that was my first girlfriend in grade 5, and then grade 6 I had my second girlfriend, and honestly, this is funny, because, like, I'm so close to her now. No, actually, we've been close since then, but, like, for a while we didn't talk, because, like, duh, like, if you break up with someone, it's kind of a rule not to be friends with them. But, like, oh my god, it's so funny talking about it now. But, like, we actually never broke up. We just stopped talking. Like, we never officially broke up. Like, I hit her up. No, as in, like, I, like, tambak her, I guess. I don't know what tambak is in English. But, like, I tambak her using BBM, too. I'm not sure if it was BBM or WhatsApp at that point. But, anyways, I think it was... I'm not sure which one. Because, like, grade 6, I think I moved to Samsung. Because, like, dude, in grade 4 and 5, I was on my iPhone. Like, I was the only kid who had an iPhone 4S. No joke. Everyone was like, whoa, Simon had an iPhone 4S. But, like, dude, can you believe it? I lost that phone because of playing freestyle with my friends. Like, what the fuck, right? Like, so, okay, short story, okay? Long story short, we were playing freestyle in, like, the second floor. And, like, this person was, like, chasing after me, and obviously I didn't want to lose, so, like, but my phone, like, dropped out of my pocket when I ran, and I didn't even mind taking it back, because I really, like, didn't want to, like, get freezed. And when, like, I went, like, I ran downstairs, and when I went back up, like, the phone was gone. I bet the fucking security in the school took it, and he didn't want to admit it. And he, like, we, like, literally there was a CCTV right in front of, like, it's literally straight up, like, above the spot where I dropped my phone, and they said, like, oh, the TV's not working, which is, like, a bunch of lie. What a fucking lie. But, like, anyway, back to the story about my second girlfriend. we talked, I think we were dating for, like, only through phone for, like, honestly, like, a few months, which is crazy. And we just stopped talking, and I remember, like, the girl, she just, like, she got up so upset with me because I didn't want to talk to her in real life. Like, I literally only talked to her on my phone. I know, it was like, what an, like, I was such an asshole. Like, what the fuck? Like, obviously, like, she, like, we've been new sis, like, no shit, she wants to like stop talking to me because like nobody wants a relationship through a phone. But anyways, but we were in primary, you know, so like I thought like it wasn't a big deal. But anyways, those are the only like people I've dated. Like I only dated two people my whole life and they were only in primary. At the meantime, do I like someone? No. Okay. No. Don't get any big ideas. Well, honestly, do you know what? We all change, okay? We all change people we like. You know, like, sometimes, like, we like someone for a good man, like, matinee, like, only for, like, a while. At the meantime, maybe there's someone, I don't know. But honestly, bitch, like, I'm so over people that, like, replies text so long. Like, honestly, not only one person, like, two people, I guess, in my, no, like, you know, some people, they, like, answer their text so long to the point that I'm, like, are you even interested in me? Like, are you even interested to, like, what I'm talking about anymore? Like, we've talked about that, like, I explained about this, like, 2 days ago. Like, do you even, like, still care? Anyways, like, I just, guys, if you have a clue that someone likes you, please realize and use your brain and please reply to them back earlier. But if you don't, but if you think that person just like you don't vibe with them, then tell them and be like, dude, I can't talk right now, rather than just like leaving them on hanging. Okay, just wanted to say that, wanted to put that out there. Oh my god, I'm like, dude, it's crazy how much things I expose, and like it's crazy how like I think I'm exposing things where like I can realize that some of you are just like, what the fuck is he even talking about? Whatever. Okay. Oh my god, it's like already so late now. It's already late at night. I think I'm gonna stop here. Oh, oh my god. Anyways, more to discuss in the next episode. Okay, guys, just wait for it. Okay, just wait for that moment where I can spill everything. And maybe there'll be new stories that'll be more interesting than this tea that went around. Because it's like that tea is kind of over. It's kind of like lackluster. And we don't really care about that. And yeah, probably, I hope there are like, I think there are probably other better things that I can talk about. But anyways, thank you for listening to this episode. And also, guys, if you're out there to just like, hit on this podcast like randomly, please follow me on my Instagram. It's Simon Duhartana. It's on, I think it's on the description of the podcast, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, you can check me out, and if you want to like mention me or something, you can like tag me or something. Just saying. And if you want a feedback, just DM me or something, or like if you want something, I want like something you want me to talk about, DM me. Like I'll reply to it, I'll try to read it. I'm just so busy. Like, everyone DMs me. I'm so famous. I'm kidding. But yeah, other than that, I don't know if I'm going to update about this all the time in my story, because that'll be kind of spamming, because I, like, I want to do this, like, weekly, I guess. I hope I can do it weekly. But yeah, so you can guys, what the fuck am I even saying? So you guys can get the latest notifications, please subscribe to this podcast, either in a Spotify app or in a podcast or in other applications. I'm not sure how many apps this podcast is on, but yeah, and don't forget to rate, and bitch, you're so mean if you, like, at least, like, a 4, okay? Like, but, like, a 5 would be perfect. But, like, other than that, I don't know what you guys want from me, okay? So, I'm sorry if I can't fulfill what you want. But, do you know what? Suck my booty, okay? Because this is what I have to offer, okay? yeah, thank you for listening. And I'll see you in the next episode. No, actually, guys, like, thank you for listening. Because, like, ugh. I just want someone to listen to me when I, like, when I'm talking these random stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Bye, guys. See you in the next episode.